The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Cabinet will decide today whether Ireland should make a financial contribution of €1.5 million rather than admitting more people seeking international protection in order to comply with the commitments of a European Solidarity Agreement. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, is also expected to outline why there's been an overspend in his department over the first 3 months of this year. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The Cabinet meets in Dublin this morning with the Health Minister updating his colleagues on how a significantly higher demand for services has led to a cost overrun between January and March. It's understood those include emergency department admissions, inpatient and day cases, as well as inflation and pay pressures. Management and admin recruitment is to be slowed for the remainder of the year to take account of the increase. Meanwhile, Ministers Helen McEntee and Roger O'Gorman are expected to seek approval that the government makes a financial commitment of €1.5 million rather than accept 350 people seeking refugee status. The strategy, under what's termed the EU's voluntary solidarity mechanism, was created to assist member states along its external borders who are under pressure from new arrivals. Separately, ministers will also consider that Ireland signs up to electronic communication exchanges between member states in cross-border judicial proceedings.
Consumers are set to benefit from some decreases in the cost of groceries from this morning, following an announcement by Tesco Ireland that it will cut prices on more than 700 items. It follows a sustained period of grocery price inflation, which has seen prices across the board rise by more than 16%. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Joe McGrady.
Early last year, grocery price inflation took off, and since then, householders have had to deal with spiralling prices across a wide range of items. In recent weeks, however, prices for some staples such as milk, butter and bread dropped, and this morning comes an announcement from Tesco. It will decrease prices by an average of 10% on more than 700 products across its stores, ranging from foodstuffs to household and beauty products. The company says it's committed to helping its customers and it is working with its suppliers to manage cost pressures. And as those suppliers reduce costs, the company is passing those savings on to customers. Other rival retailers have been reducing prices on some product lines recently too. And this latest move by Tesco is likely to be met with further announcements from them as they compete for market share.
Talks on a new pay deal for childcare workers are due to begin today. The trade union SIPTU wants the minimum hourly wage rate to increase from €13 to €15, but childcare providers have warned that they may have to increase fees for parents to cover pay rises that go beyond the rate of inflation. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Unions and employer groups will meet today to discuss a review of the Employment Regulation Order that sets wages for the childcare sector. SIPTU says there's a recruitment crisis in early years education and that the minimum hourly rate of €13 must be increased in order to attract workers. The union says it will also be seeking pay increases for lead educators, deputy managers and managers. Childcare providers have warned that they may have to increase fees for parents to meet pay claims that go beyond the rate of inflation. Last year, providers agreed to freeze their fees to avail of a new core funding scheme from the government. Employers say the pay increases being sought by SIPTU would go beyond the state funding available, but the union insists that the government investment does provide the capacity to improve wages.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he is shocked by the lack of help from international aid agencies such as the UN and the Red Cross. The comments come after the Kakhovka Dam was destroyed. Ukraine and Russia have traded blame for continued shelling across the populated flood zone and warned of drifting landmines unearthed by the flooding. Mr. Zelensky said it was impossible to tell how many would die without outside assistance.
It's necessary for international organizations such as the Red Cross to immediately join the rescue operation and help people in the occupied part of the Kherson region. Each life lost there is a verdict on the existing international architecture and international organizations that have lost the ability to save lives. If an international organization is not present in the area of this disaster at all, it means it does not exist at all. It's incapable of functioning.
An 18-year-old cyclist has died in a road crash in Talla overnight. Gardaí were alerted to the incident in Mac William Heights and Fortunestown Lane, Talla, at around 10:40 p.m. The victim was on an electric bike. No other vehicle was involved. He was taken to Talla Hospital, where he was pronounced dead a short time later. Gardaí are investigating. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern, minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
A bright start with some good spells of sunshine, but it will start to turn hazy from this afternoon as cloud continues to build. Highest temperatures 16 to 21 degrees.